The All-Ireland FLA is being held in Tullamore, County Offaly this year, and I'm standing on the banks of the canal. And things have changed radically since I remember being down here many years ago, because the canal at the moment is home to, well, probably about 40 to 50 boats and barges, all of them sporting bunting in three green, white and gold, and Irish music filtering through the air in a variety of locations. And across the road from me is Scoil Egisha, and there are a variety of competitions going on there. And one of the contestants in those competitions is Ellen Daly, and we're going to talk to Ellen shortly. But here in Tullamore, it is a buzz with activity, and as the day goes on, I hope to bump into a few people and talk to them and share with you some of the atmosphere that goes with being at the All-Ireland FLA in Tullamore in County Offaly. 2008.
Hello, this is Sharon Shannon, and you're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
Bob and Ellen Daly are over here, and Ellen is participating and is being chaperoned by her dad, Bob, at the All-Ireland FLA in Tullamore. Ellen, welcome to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
Oh, thank you.
What are you over for this week? What brings you to Tullamore?
I'm in the FLA contest. I'm in the under 15 fiddle category.
Okay. And to get here, what did you have to do? What brought you to Tullamore, or what was necessary to get you here?
I had to go to Pearl River in New York in the preliminaries, and that's where you basically just play your tunes and then you're judged, and the top two people of the class get to come to Tullamore to compete.
So how long have you been in performing competitively?
I think about 5 years, 4 or 5 years now.
Right. And what got you into the music? What got you into Irish music, traditional Irish music?
Well, I heard Eileen Ivers play with Riverdance, and I thought she was really good when I was little, so I decided to take up the violin.
And Bob, this is not your first visit to Ireland, and you're over now accompanying Ellen on this trip. Was it a surprise, or has there been music in your family? Was it a surprise when Ellen took an interest in the fiddle?
So there is some music in my family, more music in my wife's family. Her grandparents only emigrated from Ireland in the 20s.
Okay.
And brought a musical tradition with them. Ellen's grandfather sings a lot of traditional Irish music.
Right.
So she's been exposed to it. There's some fiddle music a couple of generations back on my mother's side, but I wasn't aware of that actually until she started to play.
Has the competition started as yet?
The contest has, but not my part. I think there's been some singing and things like that, but not my part of the contest.
And have you got any sense of what kind of competition you are going to be up against?
Yes, and it's looking very tough, unfortunately. I think there's some people in my class that I was in, and I heard them play, and they're all very, very good.
Now, when you say they were in your class, because that's the other part of what's going on here in Tullamore, is all this week there have been a variety of classes.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been participating in?
Well, it's called a Scoil, I think. It's basically, you can learn a bunch of tunes with a really good and experienced teacher, and it's really fun, and you get to know other kids from all over the world, and yeah, it's really fun.
So in meeting others from all over the world, has it helped you understand and feel that you're part of a large global community in any way?
Yeah, it's nice because I've seen people that are from here in Ireland, and then some people from the States and from everywhere. It's really nice to see everybody.
What has been the highlight of the trip so far, would you say?
The highlight of the trip, well, we stayed in Dublin for a little while. I loved seeing Dublin. It's so different from where I'm from. But I liked going to the school a lot. I thought that was really fun, and we learned, I think we counted 16 tunes or something like that. It was really fun.
Have you been going to sessions at night, by the way? Have you been?
We've gone to the sessions every night except last night. We're staying with another family, and the two girls were tired from being late nights at the sessions for the first half of the week, so we decided to take it easy last night.
Well, I'm going to wrap up here and let you get on with the day, because what we will do is we're going to pick up this conversation after you've been through the weekend, and we'll talk about how the weekend has gone for you.
Okay.
And I know that you're due to perform at some stage in Ottawa at Colthus Cayley. Bob and Ellen Daly, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
mention earlier in the show that Ellen Daly was competing and she was over from Ottawa, and Ellen is here on the line with me and she's back in Ottawa. Welcome back to the Gaelic Hour, Ellen.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, how did you get on over in Tullamore?
I played really well. I was very happy with my performance, and I actually just got all the comments from the judges in the mail today. And they all said I played very well, so I was very happy.
So the level of competition, I know we talked while we were in Tullamore, you said you anticipated that the competition would be very high.
The level is extremely high.
So looking back on the experience now, what are your feelings, what are your thoughts, and how did you find the whole experience?
Well, I think it was such a good experience. Like, if anyone is even thinking about doing it, it's so enriching. You learn so much and just you meet so many different people. It's very worth it in the end. So whether you place or not, it doesn't really matter. It's such a good experience.
And what would you say were the highlights of the trip?
Listening to all the other competitors and just how they played and how well they sounded was really good. It was just to hear how everyone plays, like when they live in Ireland. It's nice to hear how they play as well, and just from all around the world and all the different styles and different techniques that they use when they're playing Irish music.
Were you surprised at the number of people that were there?
Oh my gosh, there were so many people. I was very surprised. Oh, there were so many people. It was unbelievable.
Ellen, from now on, what's the next step? Are you going to try and compete again and get back there next year?
Yeah, I think so. Now, whether I go back to Ireland or not, I'm not sure, but I will go back to the Pearl River contest and see how I do there, because next year is the new category for me, the new age category.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I'll go to Ireland next year, but I will definitely go back in a few years just to see how I do.
For the listeners, if they're interested in hearing you perform, I know you're going to perform here locally at the Coltas Cayley in the coming number of weeks. When might you be on stage down at Blessed Sacrament?
The September Cayley. It's on the 20th, I believe.
That's correct. So on the 20th down at Blessed Sacrament, Saturday week, that will be down there, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and usually the break for entertainment is around 9 to 9.15, somewhere around there. So if you're interested in turning up and you can hear Ellen play, do so. And it is Blessed Sacrament, 194 4th Avenue. I know you were over in Tullamore with one of your friends from down east. They had a wonderful trip also.
Yeah, they were. They're from Fredericton, and they enjoyed it very much as well. And I went to lots of jam sessions with them, and it was lots of fun.
I know that it must have been an honor at some there when the parade of all the musicians took place and people were marching into O'Connor Square. You were able to march underneath the Canadian flag.
Yes, that was, oh my gosh. Everyone, they couldn't believe that we were actually from Canada. So it was really funny, and it was so much fun. And I got to meet some people from Japan and some people from France.
Ellen, thanks very much for following up with us. And as I say, anyone that would like to hear Ellen play, do come to the Cayley on the 20th down at Blessed Sacrament, 194 4th Avenue. And I'm looking forward to you performing that night. And good to talk to you again.
Thanks. And I just want to... I'd really like to thank the Ottawa Coltists for all their support and all their kind words while I was in Ireland. And I'd especially like to thank Mr. Sean O'Carroll and Rita Walker as well. They were so supportive, and they sent me emails when I was there.
Good,
it was very
good.
Sweet.
Well, thanks, Alan, and take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
This is Michael English, and you're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
We're here in Tullamore at the All-Ireland Fla, and I'm talking to Senator Laura O'Morrocu. Welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on what you're doing out there as
well. Now, here tonight, we're, as I understand it, going to try and break a record where you have, I understand, up to 3,000 musicians.
Last year we had 2,760, and they're determined this year to break the record with 3,500, yes, all playing at the one time.
So you must be very proud to be at the helm of an organisation like this.
Well, I tell you what's particularly nice is to see the young people taking it up, because it has a guaranteed future.
And that's one of the things that I've noticed, is one of the difficulties we're all confronted with is getting the young people engaged. It's impressive the number of young people that
I
are
I say 70% of them are young, and we start with what's known as the Scoláigh, the summer college. People who have scholarships, they come in and meet the masters. This year we had 1,000 young people qualified to come in for the whole week. So that gives you an idea of the level of commitment, you know.
And the organisation here in Tullamore is very same. Everything is running very, very smooth by this year, the second year here.
They have 23 committees here at the moment, each with its own leader. And then the chairperson is a Tractor Brady. And you possibly will notice here the attention to detail. And of course, it's also the home county of the Taoiseach.
Correct.
And he has been with us. He opened the flare on Monday night. He was with us again on Wednesday night. And I understand he'll be with us again here tonight. He sang the Offaly Rover very well the other night.
And of course, to my listeners, they will remember you from your visit to Ottawa in 2005.
Yeah, I've been to Ottawa a few times. I've always enjoyed the North American Convention there. And I'd like to send best wishes to Kathleen Maher, Tom McSwiggan, and all the people in Ottawa, and indeed in all of Canada, because they've been great supporters down through the years.
Well, Laura Samuraku, thank you very much indeed. Gurumila Mahagas.
Cade Mila Falcherod.
Senator Donnie Cassidy, welcome to the Gaelic Hour here on 97.9 FM.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you all tonight, especially with Laura and his lovely lady wife and Senator Cummins Lynn, a colleague of mine in the Shannon. And this is what Ireland is all about. This is where Irish traditional music, the brand name throughout the world, and we're seeing it here at its very best tonight, where this record is going to be broken. And what an incredible achievement it is for Laura and all in Gaelta Scoultry Éireann for what they're doing for Ireland and the whole ethos of Ireland. And we are so privileged and so honoured, and I'm proud to be here tonight sharing the platform with the Taoiseach on this historic occasion.
But I have to comment in, I sat in on some sessions in some of the pubs, and just the vibrancy and the enthusiasm of some of the youth that were playing, it was electric. It wasn't, there was nothing sad or morose about anything.
Well, I'm going to Flakeols, the All-Ireland Flakeols, since 1963 in Mullingar, and then Clonas in 64. I've played at it myself. And I think it's growing from strength to strength. And as Laura has said, it's the amount of young people. 70% of everyone here this evening are young. A quarter of a million people here this week, and over this weekend, in excess of 100,000 is expected here by Sunday night. So they're incredible figures. Considering this, the All-Ireland Flas, or the All-Ireland Series is on, and in Croke Park on Sunday, and all the other various attractions. There's nothing more that strikes the heart of the people of Ireland, or the spirit of the people of Ireland, than traditional Irish music, and it never was in such a stronger state than it is at the present time.
I suppose it must be noted and said that given how the Western world is suffering from an economic downturn, the other thing that's tremendous here is to see that how music can help uplift people and bind people.
Well, that's what music is about. Music is about uplifting the spirits of the people. And I'm privileged to be able to say here to you that Foster and Allen are going to be here at the FLA at 12:30 on Sunday, and there's a special recording taking place with Laurus and all the trad musicians, which he has arranged and organised, so that this can happen. Foster and Allen have been going all over the world, with Mick Foster having won the traditional section on the accordion three different occasions, and he's been spreading the good news for over 30 years. And in fairness to River Dance and Lord of the Dance, they have really brought it to where it is, and two of the more successful musicals in the past 15 years have been those two musicals. And that all started because it started in the home place through Gaelta Scoultry Éireann, which was founded in the town of Mullingar with Camillus and all his friends there in 50 years ago. So this didn't happen. It's a long time and all the hard work. And can I say to Laura and his dear lady wife, we owe you a serious debt of gratitude for getting funding from government direct to the people who really deserve it, who are supporting traditional Irish music. And I think that's where the Taoiseach at the present time, we know that his attitude is a winning one. He's transforming the nation with the support of the Irish language, and what he's doing here in his own hometown of Tullamore certainly has to be seen to be believed. He's here for the week, he's available for the week. In the month when everyone goes off out of the country on holidays, we have the people leading from the top. Laurus is one of our senior senators in Shannon Éireann, and one of our people that we look up to for guidance, and he's someone that really has led by example, and the Taoiseach along hand in hand. It augurs well for the future, and I'm delighted to be here this evening supporting this record-breaking 3,500 musicians breaking the record. Who would ever have thought a few years ago that we'd see scenes like this in the town of Tullamore or any other town in Ireland that we're witnessing here this evening?
Right. Thank you. Camillus is chairman of the new cultural centre in Mullingar as well.
Senator,
I must take you away then.
Senator Tony Cassidy just mentioned how Coltis was founded in Mullingar.
Yes, Coltis was founded in Mullingar in 1951, and I'm very pleased to tell you that we, Coltis Chaultaria has secured a building. We have a 99-year lease in it. We have two offices and a meeting room there at the moment. And when the new cultural offices are completed, we will be moving them there, lock, stock and barrel. John Deaton, which is heritage number one architect retained by Coltis, has a plan done for the building. And as soon as we get the keys of that, which will be less than a year's time, we will be driving that forward. So there's a lot to look forward to. This is an electric weekend. I'm extremely proud to be part of it. And I hope to see you in Ottawa someday.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Going to be in the market.
Looking to spice up your weekend? Let Chin Radio do it for you. Saturday mornings, we kick it all off in Holland for some music and comedy with Leo Hestick. From there, Caroy Dombey will escort you through Hungary before Fred Sherman and Denise Seeley spotlight the African diaspora of the world. Sunday's Irina Bell showcases the music and traditions of Ukraine. Shabnam Asadullahi will take you on a tour of a Persian paradise. Learn about the sensations of Somalia with Marian Fata. And if you like Latin beats, Nivaldo Naranjo will salsa your socks off. Throw in our usual Italian, Arabic, and Haitian programs and you have yourself a multicultural mix that will put the swing back in your weekend. Chin Radio Weekends, only on Ottawa's multicultural voice, Chin Radio 97.9.
You must be very proud to have an event like this going on at the moment. I'm talking to Antisha Brian Cowan at the All-Ireland Fla in Tullamore.
Oh, I mean, it's great to have such a wonderful cultural event here in the town. And last year we had a great success, and it was great that they came back again this year.
Taoiseach, I have to comment that I notice every time you open your mouth officially, you start in the Irish language.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's important that we give the signal from the highest level for what it is, how important it is as part of our cultural heritage. But more importantly, that it's a living language, you know.
You must be very proud that Irish is now recognised as a European language, officially.
Yeah, well, that was an advance. I mean, that was an advance. But at the end of the day, I'd be happier, regardless of whether it's officially recognised in the institutions of the European Union, if more people use it here at home. And not to feel that they have to be fluent in every aspect of the language. I mean, there are simple things in terms of how we bid the time of day to each other. I mean, Dia Smirnagat is as nice a way of saying hello as you can think of. Say slán when we leave each other's company. And just to show our young people that, you know, we can use the language as a living language and maybe help them and encourage them to recognize that learning Irish is a helpful way of, you know, coming to terms with your own identity in a world which is becoming very uniform. I mean, diversity and what makes us characteristically Irish is our music, our traditions, and also our language. It's a very rich language, and one we should be very proud of.
It's very noticeable here in the square tonight, in O'Connor Square, the number of young people.
Yeah, I think that's the great contribution that Coltis has made since the flags were resumed back in the 50s. I think young people now are seeing, and in fairness, a lot of professional musicians making sure that the Irish tradition can coexist with other traditions in the modern context. At the same time, of course, that the tradition is also preserved, the tradition in its purest sense. And I think that there is a sufficient maturity in the country now to recognize that, you know, this is part of what makes us attractive. This is part of what why people come to this country to see Ireland, to see how the Irish people enjoy a quality of life. And I think our diaspora has to be greatly congratulated too, because those people who find they've assimilated in other countries and made their future for themselves and their families in other countries have, you know, set a very good example to us at home not to take for granted the culture and the traditions and the dance and the song and the storytelling and the oral tradition basically that makes up so much of what we have achieved. And I think that goes for the language as well. So I think, you know, we've come to recognize now that diaspora is a great resource for this country.
As you know, Taoiseach, we have the only Gaeltacht outside of Ireland within 2 hours of Ottawa. And your ambassador there, Ambassador Kelly, has been very strong in his support on that.
Yeah, well, Declan Kelly is a very good friend of mine. He worked with me when I was Minister for Foreign Affairs. He was my press secretary there, and a very good one he was. And I was glad to appoint him to his first ambassadorial post to Australia, where he served us so well. And now he's gone back to Canada, where he served in an earlier part of his diplomatic career. So I know that Declan very well. I think he's a great resource for the Irish diplomatic corps. And he's a very down-to-earth, pragmatic and interested person in making sure that Irish-Canadian affairs are advanced. And I think, again, it's an area where perhaps we, you know, concentrate on the United States when we talk about North America, but we really have to recognize, of course, that Canada is a very distinctive part of North America as well, a very proud country to which the Irish have contributed greatly since the Federation was founded, and indeed before. And I think that, you know, I visited Ottawa, I've met Irish people of Irish descent there, and they're very proud of their heritage. And as I say, this is a resource that we need to tap into far more than we have in the past. We've become a nation that's instead of being the most dispersed nation in the world, we're now one of the most diverse nations in the world. People are coming to our shores to earn a living in our generation, and we know that many of our previous generation had to go elsewhere for a livelihood. And I think that we now recognize that in the global village in which we all live, the Irish are not simply defined by those who live in Ireland, but by those who have a very deep sense of kinship and a deep sense of what it is to be Irish, no matter where they live. And that broader definition that has come as a result of our reflection on trying to devise a peace process in Ireland and trying to recognise different cultures, giving parity of esteem to everyone of whatever tradition in Ireland, is something that the diaspora has been doing for years, working and living in other environments, in other countries, where the Irish have not only been accepted but celebrated. So I think there's a huge agenda there for us to address in the future. And I think now that we have found some peace and prosperity in Ireland, the need to redefine and reassess how we can connect with our diaspora far more than we've been able to in the past is an urgent item on our domestic political agenda, and one that I'm very anxious to advance.
Taoiseach, I've taken enough time on the night when you're meant to be off. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
I thought you just had to sign in to get a pint. I didn't realize you had to sing when you signed in.
I will let you off.
From Derry Cay, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew, all bound for America. We took on board fresh water fine, 10,000 gallons or more. And we sailed far away for America, far from Paddy's green shamrock shore. We were sailing 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined on to our bunks, with no one to pity poor me. No mother dear, nor father kind, to hold up me head when 'twas sore. Which made me think more of the lassie I left than Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to my comrades kind, who dwell in that same plot of ground. If fortune should ever favour me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Well, we finally reached the other side in 23 days. We were taken off board by a man and led round in 6 different ways. we each took on a parting glass, in case we might never meet more. And we drank our health to old Ireland and Paddy's green shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to my comrades kind, who dwell in that same plot of ground. If fortune should ever favour me, or I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Dizzy O'Halloran, been listening to the Gaelic Hour live from Ottawa.
Anyway, Parcha, put the scale back. First of all, I'd like to thank the Paratee for having me come in next to the Taoiseach. Not the Taoiseach, but in the same county. But I suppose there's some men here and maybe some women who don't sports with a spade, the same as myself. But I was going along the road one day and there was a man digging spots and I says, what are they like, Johnny? I says, very bad, one here and one there. And the other fellow beside him says, mine are worse, there's one here and none there. Now there's a wee farmer, won't say where he was from, but things weren't going too well for him. And he had no woman. So we decided the only thing left for him to do was to head for Listoon Barna and get a woman. And she would have to be a laying hen, as he called her. One that would have a salary. So off he went anyway, and he arrived there and had a good look around. He had a tape with him and he weighed them all up. And he saw this wee woman and he had the chat with her. And as it turned out, she was a wee teacher, and he says, this is the woman for me. And they done a deal anyway, and things went courtship, compatibility, courtship commenced, and compatibility was established, and they got married. They went to live on the wee farm, and after a while, he got up enough confidence, they asked her for a lock of pounds to buy another few sheep. And she gave him the, reluctantly, gave him the money for the sheep. Brought them home, he brought her out to have a look at them. Fine sheep, says she. They wouldn't be there only for my salary. They didn't like it very much, but after a while he tackled her again, price of a cow. Bought the cow, brought her out to see it. Fine cow. She wouldn't be there only for my salary. So he was getting a bit, was getting in on him. So then he went, money offer for a horse. Fine horse, she says. Wouldn't be there only for my salary. He says, you wouldn't be here either, only for your salary.
Fortune's Favour, the new album from Canada's own Great Big Sea.
Featuring the inspiring first single, Walk on the Moon.
Get Great Big Sea ringtones and more. Text GBS to 311 311. Data charges may apply.
Great Big Sea, Fortune's Favour. On sale now at all CD warehouse locations.
One man set himself the task 10 years ago of recording some of the old ways of farming that have virtually disappeared in his own lifetime. Michael Lyons from the parish of Taghmaconnell in South Roscommon.
This is the parish of Taghmaconnell in South Roscommon. I was born here. In the late 40s, my father was farming and out working for hire with horses, cutting hay and corn. At that time, most of the work on the farm was done by horses, except for the thrashing, which was done by either steam or tractor. In the early 50s, the tractor became more popular and the horse started to disappear off the land. My father taught me the old ways of farming, and this video shows some of these old ways, as well as the transition from horse to tractor and other aspects of life in rural Ireland at that time.
To purchase your copy of the Old Ireland DVD, visit www.thegaelichhour.ca and follow the links. The Monterey Inn is your premier choice for an exceptional stay in a resort setting along the Rideau River, close to the airport and minutes to downtown of our nation's capital. The Monterey Inn offers a host of features for the discerning visitor that includes meeting and conference facilities, an outdoor heated swimming pool, fitness center and room service. Drop in and enjoy the fine dining experience at La Bodega Lounge for our famous Sunday brunch. The Monterey Inn at 2259 Prince of Wales Drive, 613-288-3500 or www.monterey.ca.
You're listening to the Gaelic Hour, and we're coming to you from Tullamore, where the All-Ireland FLA 2008 is underway. And I've just come out from probably the largest session I ever sat in on, and I'm talking to Brian Pryor, who pulled the whole thing together. And Brian was on the Gaelic Hour probably 18 months ago. Welcome back, Brian.
Austin. Great to be back with you. Yeah, as you say, we just come out from probably the biggest session anyone would see. I'd say there's probably at least 300 people in there, which is kind of unusual, but it does help that we have some more senior musicians sitting at the front with microphones, otherwise there'd be anarchy. But with that sort of assistance, it seems to work pretty well. Yeah.
Well, when you say that, the musicians that were at the front of the hall providing the leadership to the number of musicians who followed in step, and what the music that we're hearing in the background and the track that is in the background, I recorded during the session, and there's wonderful coordination between all these just musicians in off the street.
Well, I'm pleased you would say that, Austin, because we do this every year at the Flá Ceoil na hÉireann. We have an early hour, which we call a slow session, for the slightly younger, less experienced musicians, just to help them. And we use rote. It's like learning your tables at school. We use the same tunes each night. But having said that, we've probably done about 15 tunes now since Monday. And we've also picked tunes that will be used in the world record-breaking attempt for the largest session, which takes place tomorrow night.
And what kind of number are you hoping you can hit tomorrow night?
Well, we're hoping to go above 3,000. Last year we had 2,700 or so, and we want to beat that record this year.
Now, in addition to the music that we've just heard and that is in the background here, what else is going on here in Tullamore this weekend? What else is going on here tonight?
There's a couple of concerts going on tonight. One is called the D-Real Concert. Now, there's groups of musicians from all the provinces of Ireland and also from Britain. And I believe there are musicians also from North America taking part tonight as well. And it's a great concert. The other concert that's also going on tonight is honouring some of the more senior musicians down the year. The honours have been bestowed this year on Sean McNamara from Liverpool, a great fiddle player. He used to be with the Liverpool Cayley Band. He's one of them. Donald DeBarra, or Dan Barry, as some people know him, from down in Limerick. He's also been honoured. And there are others, though. I haven't got the programme in front of me at the moment, but it should be a great night.
So in addition to music, and there are also other components to an All-Ireland FLA.
Oh, there are singing clubs, there's dancing and set dancing, Cayleys. And then for the younger people, they've also got, they call it a Cayley Disco, I think. So it's Cayley music. I mean, obviously someone like me wouldn't be attending that, but I heard it was great fun for the youngsters. And of course, the big thing is all the street music and street sessions. And Tullamore was great for that last year, and I'd say this year will be just as good. The weather has taken a turn for the better in the last couple of days, because we were actually washed out here literally a week or so ago.
And storytelling?
Oh, of course, there's also going to be storytelling workshops as well. And then the competitions are phenomenal. There's something like, I believe, 10,000 people also involved in competition in one form or another? I mean, there'll be bands and marching bands and Cayley bands and groups. They make up the large numbers. But additionally, there'll be competitions in all the solo instruments, on fiddle, accordion, Uilleann pipes, flutes, whistles. And there's even a miscellaneous competition, would you believe, for other instruments, where you might find a saxophone taking part. And so, as I say, the variety is enormous.
What age groups
do we cover? What, from how young to how old?
Well, there's no real limit. We have four categories to introduce an element of fairness. You have the under 12s, and that's the youngest age group, anyone up to the age of 12. Then you have the 12 to 15, and then you have the 15 to 18 year olds. And then above 18, that's the senior category, which anyone can take part in.
The reason I ask that, well, one of the most noticeable things about the session that we've just come out from was the number of young people, and I mean quite young people, that were sitting around with every instrument you would care to mention, and they were participating and they were involved and they were enjoying it.
Yes, well, if you've been here now throughout the week, Austin, we had the Skolegsha taking part, and we had over 800 students taking part in that since last Sunday. It started last Sunday night with the enrollment and the club here, and then each day during the week there have been classes on every instrument. And as I say, 800 is probably a record now. That's a great number. And it finishes tomorrow, and there'll be a celebrity concert tomorrow morning with all the tutors who were here during the week. People like Kieran Hanrahan, Micheál O'Reilly, Danny O'Mahony. We've had singer Nora Butler teaching singing classes, and an enormous number of people. Of course, Paddy Ryan, who would be here for many years now. Many people know Paddy, a great fiddle player from Roscommon. And of course, I mustn't forget Siobhan Conran from Limerick, who organises the thing, really. So that's where you see all the different age groups. In some ways, I shouldn't use the word intimidating, but to a certain extent, you know, a fiddler like me in his 60s, sitting down next to a 13 or 14 year old who's playing like Michael Coleman, you know, it can be a little intimidating. But on the other hand, it's great to see, and it's great to see the tradition so strong.
I would say intimidating for who? Because a lot of these young people tend to be intimidated by maturity and grey hair rather and somewhat insecure with it. And it's tremendous to see them sitting side by side.
Well, I hope that is the case, because what we can offer them is the fun and the camaraderie and the enthusiasm, which is so important. It's not just music. I mean, music is important, but in the traditional world, well, the camaraderie, the friendships and the social side of it are equally, if not more important, really. And that's a great part of the Irish tradition, which we hope to keep alive. We hope we will encourage these young people to carry that on.
Brian, I'm going to let you get on to your next venue, because I know that every minute is filled with fun here in Tullamore, and we don't want to be standing around just nattering and denying ourselves access to it for too long. Thanks a million for talking to me. Cheryl Corrigan from Wicklow is here and is competing in the band section of the All-Ireland FLA in Tullamore. Cheryl, you play the fiddle. Could you tell us how long you've been playing and how long you've been involved in Colchis and competing?
Well, I've been playing for about since I was about 7 and competing since then, so it's enjoyable.
And how do you feel about the competition that's coming up with the band?
Oh, I'm excited, but sure. It doesn't matter if we don't get anywhere. We're only in it for the crack.
Is this your first competitive arrival in All-Ireland, or have you performed before or competed before?
At All-Ireland level, no. This is my first year in competition in All-Ireland, yeah.
So you've been in Canada visiting out there?
I have, yeah. Went over, brought the fiddle with me, practiced, played.
How did you enjoy that trip?
Oh, it was mad crack, yeah. Good fun, all right.
So do you want to tell us where you went?
Went to Calgary. We flew into Calgary, so...
So you got to see the Rockies.
Yeah. Drove up through the Rockies and we got a camper, so went on up, travelled around.
Good for you, good for you. Well, I hope you do well when you compete in the band over the weekend. Thanks a million. Blaheen Lachlan from New York.
Yeah.
You're here in Tullamore for the Week of the Fla.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what to say for you, though.
So, did you come over especially for this?
Yeah. Well, I was visiting family for a week and then came here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to play something for us on the bar?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Been playing?
I'd say 8 or 9 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And where do you normally play around New York?
I usually play in Yonkers in Rory Dolan.
Okay.
In the Woodlawn area in the Rambling House. Sometimes in Jersey.
Okay.
Called Thatcher McGee's. Yeah.
And there's a lot of Irish community around there?
A lot. I live in Pearl River, New York, which is in Rockland County.
Right.
Of New York, and there's a huge Irish community where I live, yeah.
Blaheen, thanks a million for talking
Thank
to me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
in the numbers to beat the world record of 2,700. Hopefully we'll succeed that tonight.
Paul Raff, how many auditors do you have?
We six counting.
And as every musician comes through, they're being clocked?
They've been clocked in, yeah, clicked in.
Okay.
And that'll be certified afterwards and announced on the stage.
Excellent. Paul Raff, thank you.
On Friday, 2,745 musicians played traditional Irish music for 45 minutes. It is no longer the event session. On the 22nd of August 2008, 2,852 musicians. Watch us as we tear up the old record.
Tonight we featured the All-Ireland Flan that was held recently in Tullamore County, Offaly, and we had an interview with Ellen Daly. Ellen is from Ottawa and she was competing over there in the fiddle competition. And she will be performing at the Clovis Gaelic on the 20th of September at Justice Arsenal, 194 4th Avenue. We also heard Amtisha Brian Cowan singing a song for us, and we had a track from the Clovis CD, Keeping the Tradition Alive, and that was Dan Cavanagh. This programme will be available on the internet later on the week at my site, www.thegaelicar.ca. There are archives that go back to 2005, and my email address is austin@thegaelicar.ca. We have a calendar up there also on the playlist if you want to see the CDs that we take the music from. And of course, don't forget this week coming up on Wednesday, Montenegro versus Ireland in the World Cup Soccer qualifying rounds. And on Sunday the 14th, Pancake Breakfast, and that's down at the National Irish Canadian Cultural Centre. And tomorrow, the Irish Society drop-in, and that goes on, the senior drop-in, and that's at Sunnyside and Fairbairn at 11 o'clock. I want to thank the Irish Village and the Monterey Inn for the continued support of this program, and that they'll help you not be on the air, and also Max on the other side of the glass. So, Mary will be with you tomorrow night, and until then,
Scandalport, Hillisar.
Canada's capital, this is CJLL, Ottawa Gatineau's multicultural radio voice. Broadcasting in over 20 different languages, serving 40 ethnocultural communities. This is Chin Radio, 97.9.